Tony Reardon, these government shutdown showdowns seem to have become annual rituals now. Media attention tends to focus on the theatrics in Congress as the fiscal year ends, but what goes on at an agency level as these shutdown threats loom?
Well, Shannon, that's an excellent question. You know, these agencies obviously are required to prepare for impending shutdown. And so, you know, all of the resources, or at least a large amount of the resources of the agency, ends up being directed towards preparing for the shutdown. And unfortunately, what ends up happening is that, you know, we've already got agencies that are strapped for funding and for resources. And so all of the resources that, in fact, they do have now start going towards this shutdown and not really doing the work of the American people. And, you know, that's a huge problem for this country.
Now, aside from diverting energy and resources towards shutdown budgets and cash flow projections, what are the real life effects on federal employees and people who rely on federal services?
Well, let me just give you a couple of stories. You know, I travel around the country quite a bit and talk to our members. And I was talking to one member about a week ago, and, you know, we were talking about the shutdown. And you know, federal employees are extremely concerned. And when I was talking to them, they were extremely concerned about the possibility of a shutdown. And so, you know, I was talking to him and I said, well, so, you know, tell me more. What's going on with you about the shutdown? And this one particular individual said, look, Tony, here's the deal. I am making decisions, and I have been making decisions for several weeks now, about what bills to pay and what bills I can't afford to pay because I don't know how long I'm going to be out of work. And, Tony, I'm concerned. I'm a single mom, and I'm concerned about whether or not I'm going to have the money to put food on the table. More recently, I talked to a member of ours from St. Louis. He is a father of a family of five, and his wife has been very ill. He is concerned about knowing whether or not he is going to have the money to pay for his wife's medicine. I think putting federal employees in this kind of situation, bringing them to the brink of shutdown over and over again, is no way to treat our federal workforce. Moreover, Shannon, I would tell you that, you know, the fact that we continue to run the world's greatest country and most powerful country in this manner is, to me, just absolutely unbelievable. And the fact is that continuing to do this erodes our country's confidence in our government. And it's unfortunate because I believe that we can do better. And so I'm going to be working, and I'm asking Congress to, in fact, do better.
And what was passed just before the end of the fiscal year Wednesday night wasn't a new budget, but rather a continuing resolution to fund the government until December 11th. What happens then?
Well, you know, that's an outstanding question. Unfortunately, you know, I don't know what is going to happen on December 11th. I can tell you that we're going to be working extremely hard to try and get a government shutdown not to occur. We are going to be pushing for the Congress to provide agencies with the funding that they need in order for federal employees to do the work of our country. It's, in fact, the work that our country needs federal employees to do. You know, the bottom line is that, you know, federal employees should not be political pawns in what ultimately amounts to a political game. And that's it's unfortunate that we seem to continue to put our federal employees and also our country in this position.
The union that you had, the NTEU, is also calling on Congress to end sequestration spending levels. What exactly does sequestration spending entail, and how does it affect civil servants?
Well, what happens is in sequestration is that, you know, there are required cuts that have to take place in every line item in a agency's budget. And they're not even surgical cuts, if you will. I mean, you know, the fact is these agencies have already been pushed to the brink on their funding levels. But what happens in this situation is they are across the board indiscriminate cuts. You know, it's almost like taking, you know, using a meat cleaver to make the cuts. And so it puts the agency in a position where they just have to indiscriminately make the cuts. And they can't run their agencies that way. It's just it's no way to run a business, and certainly no way to run a government.
Tony Reardon is the president of the National Treasury Employees Union. He joined me by phone from Washington, D.C. For FSRN, I'm Shannon Young.